Bohemians Football Club has been busy on and off the pitch. Fans, of course, will be hoping they can lift the cup on Sunday. And the club has raised thousands of euro in a toy drive as part of an appeal to buy Christmas gifts for children living in direct provision. Daniel Lambert is the Chief Operating Officer at Bohemians and he's on the line. Hello, Daniel.
Good morning, how are you?
We'll talk football in a minute, but let's talk about this toy drive first of all. It's been growing in ambition and scale since 2018. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I suppose in 2018 we tried to get gifts for just for one centre in Clondalkin, and I think there was about 80 children. And then we went in 2019 up to about 500. Last year, about 1,500 kids. And this year we're aiming to get gifts for every kid in direct provision in the country. It's about 2,500 children in conjunction with Massey.
How are you getting on?
Good. We're at the moment about just under 50,000 euro. We're hoping to get to 75,000 euro by Sunday. And we're working with the RDS, who've been brilliant. We started working with the RDS last year and with DHL. RDS, they allow us to use one of the halls out there to sort and pack the toys. And DHL, without them, we just couldn't get into all the centres. So we have the structure in place to be able to do it. Just hopefully we can get just the last little amount in over the next few days.
So what are you looking for at this stage? Do you want money? Do you want donations of gifts? What are you asking people to do?
There's three ways people can help. You can donate via the GoFundMe, which is on the Bohemian social media pages. The second way is to post one for all vouchers to the club. We give vouchers to kids over the age of 13. Or the last way would be today to drop gifts into the stadium in Phibsbury, or to Bang Bang in Phibsbury on Saturday and Sunday when the club will be closed this weekend. So you could drop toys in from all ages, right from toddlers up to teenagers.
And then you all get busy in the RDS wrapping and packing.
Yeah, we're out in the RDS on the week of the 6th of December, and we'll have volunteers from Phibsbury, from the club, some of the players, and it's a big operation. Last year we ended up with about, I don't know, maybe 70 or 80 pallets of toys, and this year it'll be more, so there's quite a lot of toys at the end, and it's brilliant to see them all leave with DHL and go to the centres, and like obviously the kids in direct provision, it's probably difficult circumstances for them, but to be able to brighten up their Christmas just for a few days is a nice thing to do, and thankfully we've, as you said, it's been growing each year.
You got some toys last year, I think, from the Late Late Toy Show as well.
Yeah, we did indeed. They brought down some toys afterwards, and there were some really nice toys brought down there. We sent some out to some of the bigger centres like Mosny. Like there's over 200 children in Mosny.
It is a lovely activity from Bowes Football Club. You know, you'd have a good youth wing as well, and of course, a big day on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday's our biggest day since 2008, so we're in the Aviva. It looks like it's going to be a record crowd in the Aviva and maybe even break the record for the Cup Final from 1945. So it's going to be a really big day for the club and the players.
Well, the best of luck to yourself and to St. Pat's, and we look forward to a good game. Daniel Lambert, thanks a million. We should say, of course, that the Bowes toy delivery doesn't cut across anything that Santa is planning for all the boys and girls on Christmas Eve as well.